Dow.
Yeah, for no reason.
Wow.
That was great.
Hey, I was expecting to hear some nice Redbone. And you get Dan McDowell instead. Okay. It's 526 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon to you all. Hope you're enjoying the presentation today. We are here at the Media Center for Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis, the Midwestern burg of Indianapolis, which time forgot, but Jimmy John's certainly did not.
No. Impressed, aren't you?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it time check time here?
No, we don't need to do time check. You just hand me your cord over there, and we'll set this up, because today was media day. And, of course, every show is out there. We are all trying to do our best to bring you wonderful content. And it's a, you know,
trying to bring you the flair of the Super Bowl media scene.
It is the zoo of all zoos out there. And this year, they sold tickets to locals who could sit in the stands at Lucas Oil Field and watch all of us do whatever we do, which I cannot imagine there being a bigger waste of money. But there had about 10,000 people, they estimate, that actually bought tickets to go in there. And I swear over half of them had Colts jerseys on.
Do we know how much these tickets went for?
I don't know, man. $23, we're
really
being told.
Wow.
What a ripoff.
Okay, if you want to just sit up there and watch the leering press do its thing, I guess it's all right.
And do you think they had any idea there were that many press members there?
No.
As opposed to players who you can't even see?
No, I guarantee you it was nothing like they thought it was going to be.
No.
Kind of like ticket stock.
So the first thing I did, I approached a young man, and I was posing as a representative from NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, basically, I need to ask you these questions. We need to put them up on our website. And he said, well, let's do it. So the questions, of course, start off as basic interview questions, things you might see on a website.
Mm-hmm.
But then they progressively get a little bit weirder.
All right.
Okay.
So this, now we should tell everybody that this was the Patriots session.
Oh, yes. This was the Patriots.
Today.
Yes.
And do we know? Do
he's going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
He will tell you exactly who he is.
All right. Let's listen.
Okay, this is for NFL.com. Just a bunch of stuff we got to put up there on the website. Just some personal stuff. Name, college, and hometown?
Donald Thomas, University of Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut.
Your favorite movie, Donald?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's number two for me. Awesome. Yeah.
What's your number one, then?
Godfather.
You know what? My fiance's into all those Italian mob movies.
Really?
Yeah. She's just got me into them recently. I really wasn't a fan of them. Now I love them.
Yeah, they're awesome. Your favorite band or act, musical act?
Man, I mean, my favorite singer is Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Yeah. I've always been a Jamie Foxx fan, though. I got to go with him.
All right. Name of the girl's name of your first kiss. You remember?
And I was like preschool. I can't remember that far back. Oh, my God. I don't want to answer that one. I don't know. I can't remember that.
All right. Your second favorite porn site?
Porn site?
Second favorite.
Oh, is this a real question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No way.
All right. Okay.
No way.
First car you drove?
My own car that I own?
Yeah.
Okay, a Dodge, 97 Dodge Neon.
Did you take that to college with you?
No, I actually crashed before I got to college.
Oh, no.
High school.
Oh, Donald. Your last BM?
BM.
Your last one?
This morning.
Good.
Dodge Neon.
Oh, my God.
Why does he answer that?
It was this morning.
Why does he have to answer? He looked at me like
he wouldn't answer his second favorite porn site.
Your most current bowel movement, sir.
This morning. Yeah.
Oh, Donald. Your last BM.
BM.
Your last one.
Your bottom.
This morning.
Good.
Good.
Good. Your favorite actor. Is it also Jamie Foxx?
No, it's actually Morgan Freeman.
Well, there's Shawshank. Yeah. All right, this is for NFL Mexico or NFL China. Would you rather be Mexican or Chinese?
Chinese.
Why is that?
They're just really smart people.
Mexicans aren't?
No, they are. Everyone is, but they're just... This is bad. This is bad.
It's at this point where he starts really looking around and he starts grabbing my credential. Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like checking out my credential.
Has that ever happened before?
No, but he was not. He's a big old teddy bear of a guy, you know. And but he was laughing, but at the same time, he's like, "What's going on here?"
All right. Who's the one guy on the team you would let that you really trust, like a good friend that you would let sleep with your mom?
Oh my God, Dan Connolly.
Really? Why?
Yeah. He answered that.
Why would he answer that?
Friend? I don't know that he would.
You don't bring up black guys' moms. You're lucky you didn't get beat up.
And he came up with that name so quickly.
Dan Connolly's a white guy.
Yeah. I wish I would have known that. I would ask him about race mixing.
That you really trust, like a good friend that you would let sleep with your mom.
Oh, my God. Dan Connolly.
Really? Why? Yeah.
He's a great guy, man. He's trustworthy.
Tender?
Yeah, he's a nurturing kind of guy.
Okay. Rank the inputs on a woman.
The inputs? Oh, my God. I'm just like everyone else, the normal inputs.
What's normal?
What is this? What is going? Oh, my God, you're trying to get me in trouble, man.
No, I'm not, Donald. No, I'm not.
This is unreal.
You're a sharp guy.
The regular ones, man.
Okay.
I'm traditional.
Okay.
Put it like that.
The regular ones.
Yes.
Ones.
Rank them.
All right, so
let's see.
That suggests that there are at least two.
Yeah.
Might there be three?
I don't know. The regular ones.
And if there's a fourth, we've got a real story on our hands.
Okay. Let's see here. Would you, if you were pressed into it, would you rather, like you have to make a choice here, would you rather marry a slut or a fat girl?
Fat girl.
Why's that?
Because I don't want to deal with you know, the other one's baggage.
Well done. Well said.
There you go.
And did you hear about the gay caveman?
No. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Where's the hidden camera right now?
And your prediction on the game?
We're going to win. We should win. I mean, it's going to be a good game.
Fair enough. All right, Donald. Well done.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
There you go.
Wow.
There was no gay caveman follow-up. That's what I love about that question. You hear about the gay caveman? Nope. Okay.
Well, that's all I really wanted to know. Fantastic. I don't have any follow-up.
Well done.
Wow. Man, that was how long? 3 minutes?
Three and a half, yeah.
That was a long 4 minutes for that poor sap. Golly.
Wait till redundant man gets a hold of a guy. He went long.
You know, I've seen what happens with these guys after you walk away, and I'd have loved to have seen this.
I do know I saw that guy like 4 times walking back and forth,
yep.
And each time he walked 10 feet away from me.
All right, entertainment news is coming up.